AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The UN Security Council set to vote today on a resolution that would allow the state of Palestine to join the United Nations as a full member. It's a step the U.S. opposes, says State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
We do not believe that the pathway through New York and the United Nations is the best path forward.
This comes as the war in Gaza puts the more than 75-year-old Israeli-Palestinian conflict at the center of the stage. The White House is announcing it's imposed new sanctions on Iran after the weekend attack on Israel. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
These are specifically targeted at their drone capability, and we'll keep the option open for, you know, any more that we need.
The House is debating a bill that would provide Israel, Ukraine, and Thailand with military aid. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul.
Evil is on the march. History is calling. And now is the time to.
Workers installing a light pole in Missouri are apparently behind a 911 disruption last night in several states. They cut into a fiber line, but that does not explain 911 interruptions reported in Texas. There's a setback in the effort to select a jury panel for Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. Our Shelley Adler reports two sworn-in jurors have been let go.
One woman was dismissed after expressing doubt about her ability to be fair and impartial, the other over concerns that some of his answers in court may not have been accurate. Prosecutors also asked for Trump to be held in contempt.
A new court filing from the lawyer for accused Idaho killer Brian Koberger, who's charged in the deaths of four university students in 2022. His lawyers write that Koberger was out for a drive that night, which would explain why GPS tracking shows his car at the victim's home. This is AP News. New reports find that home sales slipped last month while mortgage rates have gone higher.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 7.1%. That's the highest it's been in nearly 5 months. When rates rise, they can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs on a home loan. That limits how much home shoppers can afford. Mortgage rates have now risen 3 weeks in a row, a setback for home buyers in what's traditionally the housing market's busiest time of the year. Rates have been drifting higher in recent weeks amid stronger-than-expected reports on employment and inflation. I'm Alex Vega.
A convenience store chain where President Biden stopped for snacks this week while campaigning in Pennsylvania has been hit with a lawsuit by federal officials. The commission says Sheetz discriminated against Black, Native American, and multiracial job seekers. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.